Well, brethren, without much ado, we're going to turn the program over to our brother Richard Evans, who has prepared the service for our enjoyment, meditation, and reflection at this time. Brother Richard.
First, I want to express how Sister Shirley and I feel so privileged to be here again with you in our beloved Fresno class. We've spent so many years here and received so many blessings. We still feel of it as our home ecclesia. I also bring to you the love of the brother Chuck and Sister Rhoda Riba, the couple that we meet with in our home. They very much wanted their love expressed to you here in convention. I might just give a little overview of what you will be seeing, since there are some here who are not familiar with the type of vesper that Sister Shirley and I put together. This particular vesper was put together, I think it was for our 1989 Fresno convention when we were still here. But it was asked that we show it again, so we're privileged and honored to do that. It's a little over 30 minutes. It's a multimedia, slides which are synchronized with a soundtrack. The program is taking of the various thoughts of the Lord's Prayer and amplifying on the thought, either with a hymn, a poem, a Bible reading, and we go through the Lord's Prayer thought by thought. I should point out for those that are not familiar with our productions that I do the tape, the soundtrack, and Sister Shirley does the photography. As the artist, she puts all the slides together. And so the two of us put together the program. So we will be turning the lights down, and it will just be a fully automated program. So I'll just...
Thank you. the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, the house of Israel were dwelling upon their own soil, but they defiled it by their way and by their doing. Like the defilement of her that is removed, became their way before me. So I poured out my indignation upon them because of the blood which they had shed upon the land. Yea, with their manufactured gods had they defiled it. So I dispersed them among the nations, and they were scattered throughout the land, according to their way and according to their doings, I judged them. But when they entered among the nations where they did enter, then profaned they my holy name, in that it was said of them, the people of Yahweh these, yet from his land have they come forth. So that I had tender regard for my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the nations where they had entered. Therefore say thou to the house of Israel, thus saith my Lord Yahweh, not for your sakes am I working, O house of Israel, but for my holy name, which ye have profaned among the nations where ye have entered. Therefore will I hallow my great name that hath been profaned among the nations which ye have profaned in their midst. So shall the nations know that I am Yahweh. When I have hallowed myself in you before their eyes.
Thank you.
Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Up to 7 times. Jesus answered, I tell you, not 7 times, but 70 times 7. Then Jesus continued, therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. The servant fell on his knees before him. Be patient with me, he begged, and I will pay back everything. The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. He grabbed him and began to choke him. Pay back all you owe me, he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, be patient with me and I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. You wicked servant, he said, I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you? And in anger, his master turned him over to the jailer until he could pay back all he owed. Then Jesus said, this is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother from your heart.
There is no
dark, my Father, cloud on cloud is gathering thickly o'er my head, and loud the thunders roar above me. See, I stand like one bewildered. Father, take my hand, and through the gloom, lead safely home. By John. The way is long, my Father, and my soul longs for the rest and quiet of the goal. While yet I journey through the weary land, keep me from wandering. Father, take my hand, quickly and straight, lead to heaven's gate. Thy child. The path is rough, my Father. Many a thorn hath pierced me, and my weary feet, all torn and bleeding, mark the way. Yet thy command bids me press forward. Father, take my hand, then safe and blessed, lead on to rest, thy child. The throng is great, my Father, many a doubt, fear, and danger compass me about, and foes oppress me so. I cannot stand or go alone. Oh, Father, take my hand, and through the throng, lead safe along, thy child.
Thank you.
Sure, we all enjoyed that very much, and we want to thank Brother Richard and Sister Shirley for blessing us this evening with this wonderful collaborative effort to close out our day in a meditative sort of way. Tomorrow, of course, is another day of blessing, and it seems that for those of us who came yesterday, that it'll end all too soon. But we do pray that we will have a blessed night of rest and peace as we prepare for that final day. We'd like to, at this point, have Brother Louis Salazar come up and read for us the songs in the night.
And the light shineth in darkness, John 1:5. Whosoever receives the light of truth intelligently must rejoice in it. And rejoicing in it, he must let it shine out upon others, or by covering his light with a bushel. He will demonstrate his lack of courage, lack of appreciation, lack of earnestness, qualities which the Lord is now specially seeking among those who he has invited to be sharers with Jesus in the glories of the Mediterranean kingdom about to be established among men. It is important, therefore, that we let our light shine before men, that we be willing, nay, glad if need to be, to suffer for our loyalty to the Lord and to his message. And we have his word for it that whoever is ashamed of him or of his word now, of such he will be ashamed by and by. He will not own them as members of the bride class, will not accept them as assistants with him in his glorious throne.
And Brother Richard, will you dismiss us at this time?
Our Father, which art in heaven, we come to thee in gratefulness and much thankfulness for the privilege of knowing how hallowed thy name is. We thank thee for knowing that thy kingdom has come, thy will is to be done in earth as it is in heaven. And we pray that you continue to direct and guide us. Forgive us where we come short of thy perfect will. We thank thee for the many blessings of this day, this fellowship, the lessons learned. We ask now that you be with us, that we may have a night's rest, and we will be refreshed for the lessons of tomorrow. We remember the brethren that have suffered loss, who are going through trial and difficulty. We pray for them, knowing that you will provide. And again we pray, thy will soon be done in earth. And we ask it all in the name of thy Son, Christ Jesus. Amen.